and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us out. You may also go to Ustream and subscribe to our vodcast, or go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now, you fucking Islamophobes.
Whoa, whoa, what the hell?
Haven't you heard? If you criticize Muslims, you are an Islamophobe.
Well, I do have a healthy fear of extremist Muslims.
Islamophobe!
What does that even mean?
That you're afraid of them and want to kill them for their Islaminess.
I don't want to kill them.
So you think they should have let bin Laden go?
Well, no, he obviously...
Islamophobe!
Am I a heterophobe?
I don't think so.
Because I want to kill you.
Hot babophobe.
Yeah. If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over. We're coming to you live from the second floor of the fabulous John Lovitz Comedy Club on the GoCast Network, high atop the hill of Universal City Walk in sunny Universal City, California. In the Universal City tonight, we have Jeff McKinnon, Steve Hill, Adam Kaplan, and via Skype, we have Faisal Almatar.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Faisal?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for being here. I know we were having trouble setting the phones up. I hope we have a decent enough connection here. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while. I didn't think that I would ever have you on the show with the likes of Adam Kaplan, who is just a complete retard. But because I know he's biting his lip right now, wanting to make Muslim jokes, and I'm going to kick your ass if you don't mind your manners a little bit there, Adam.
I know what that's code for.
But listen... All right, Faisal, you have global secular humanist movement. I want to know about that, and I want the listeners to know about it. Tell us a little about what you're doing there.
Well, it's a Facebook page. It's more like of a movement I made up to promote public understanding of secular humanism.
Okay.
And to unite humanists from all around the world. I mean, it has so many, like, mission, so many stuff to do, but... It's more like to create a global society that is inspired by love, understanding, and guided by knowledge and reason.
Okay. Now you're relatively new to the U.S., is that right?
Yeah, I've been living here for about a month so far.
A month, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Where'd you move from?
I was born and raised in Iraq.
Okay.
So I'm from the Middle East, but I moved from Southeast Asia.
So am I to assume that you were raised Muslim?
Well, not really. I mean, I was raised in a... more of an educated, liberal family that allowed me to think for myself. Me, personally, I've never been religious.
Okay. So you didn't have to escape Islam or any of that. You were given the option, in the way that you were brought up, to actually be...
Yeah. I mean, I was given the option by my family, not by society that I grew up in.
Right. It's
like, there was a huge difference between... my family and the society.
This is an important fact. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you can live in Iraq and not be a Muslim. And I know that sounds absurd to say that, but there truly are Americans. And this is where the whole Islamophobe thing kind of starts to get some legs under it. When Americans commonly have this basic and fundamental view of Islam, of Muslims, and of countries like Iraq and Iran and Pakistan and that sort of thing. And so it can be interpreted that Americans don't understand that there is kind of a gray area in religion in places like Iraq. Is that accurate?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it depends on which place in Iraq you're going to. I mean, there are places in Iraq that women are not allowed to go to school, and there are places in Iraq in which women can go to school. I mean, Iraq is kind of not a small country. I mean, it's kind of the size of Texas.
Small country, huge state.
Yeah, like we have a population of about 30 million. It depends on, like, which part of Iraq are you talking about. And it's also important that, I mean, that this issue of Islamophobia, I think this term is being misused a lot. Like, any kind of discussion about Islam is now considered to be Islamophobe, you know? And it's like, whatever you say something about Islam, people call you a racist. It's like, Islam is not a race.
I mean,
I hope everyone understands that.
A race, it's a marathon.
Yeah. I mean,
it is now.
I mean, it's an ideology.
Right.
This term, like Islamophobe, is being mostly used. Like, I guess people like, for example, Sam Harris. Whenever he makes a detailed criticism or any kind of question, like any questioning of Islam, he directly be labeled as a hater of Muslims. I don't think it's correct.
Yeah.
There's a difference between Islam and Muslims, as you know.
Right.
So if someone has genuine criticism of Islam, he's not actually Islamophobe. The same way someone, when he's genuine criticism of Christianity, he's not a Christian phobe, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and people talk about Islamophobia, but they don't talk about infidel phobia.
Right.
Or atheist phobia. I mean, there are countries, Muslim countries, that has penalty for apostasy.
Right.
Like Pakistan, in which you get punished by death if you are an atheist.
Well,
it's not the case in Iraq, but it is the case. I mean, as you know, there are more Muslims outside the Middle East than there are inside the Middle East.
Right.
The majority of Muslims are not Arabs. So the majority of Muslims are not from the Middle East. The majority of Muslims come from
Chechnya.
Indonesia, Pakistan.
I'm guessing Chechnya.
Or the Caucasus Mountains.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, if you go to places like Chechnya, you'll see a huge rise of terrorism, Islamic extremism there.
Yeah.
You have to take countries individually. I mean, I'm not a person of generalizations. Like Mark Twain said, all generalizations are false, including this one.
Right.
You cannot, say Muslims are and Muslims are not. I mean, Muslims are 1.5 billion people. The same way, I mean, you cannot say Americans are. I mean, I've been living here for a month, and I cannot label American as one thing, you know?
Well,
I meet different kinds of people, and each one of them has its own values. So you cannot generalize on, and that is, I think, a mistake that both sides are committing when they talk in a good way about Islam or in a bad way about Islam. You know,
right.
It's like they say Muslims are. Nobody can speak for Muslims except themselves.
Of all the types of Americans, which do you think tip the best?
Tip the best?
Yes.
You're about to prove that there are generalizations that can be made.
I'm just saying, when he's driving around in his cab,
yeah.
Who tips
well,
the best?
Well, I don't know if I can answer this question.
You just pull over pick up your next fare.
Okay,
and
now
then
see.
Roll your window
all
back.
Right. I'm back in your closet, Captain.
I'm at table from all the states so far, and I was in Colorado last week.
Right, there's no flat rate in Colorado when you get a new fare. Right?
He doesn't drive a cab. He's not
a cab driver,
you racist jag-off.
I don't understand.
Oh, wait, that's not racism, is it? Well, no, it would be, actually.
Hey, Faze, can I ask him a real question?
Oh, yes, yeah, you
please.
Can ask a real question.
Okay, so, Faisal, you understand that America is full of all kinds of different kinds of people. So when you chose where to move, why the fuck did you move to Houston?
Well, now, hold on. Houston isn't
you ever seen
bad.
Ann Arbor, Michigan? Lovely.
Well,
nice little village.
I mean, I don't know what's your problem with Houston. I mean, Houston is a diverse
when
city.
When you sneak in over the Mexican border, Houston is a lot closer than, say, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
He's not Mexican.
Right, but all the terrorists come over the
I'm
Mexican
gonna turn
border
your mic off.
To get to Texas.
I'm going
to
turn
everybody
your mic
knows
off.
That.
But really, truly, Faisal, you chose Houston for what reason? I am curious about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how did you choose Houston to come to?
It looks exactly like Iraq, I imagine. Now, I've never been to Iraq, but yeah. You just,
well, no,
you
I can tell you, it's much more beautiful. The reason I mostly chose Houston is because I have some family here. That is one of the main reasons. But I like Texas.
Do me a favor and pose this question to your family then. Come on. I mean,
now, wait a minute. Houston doesn't suck as bad. I'm not a fan of Texas, I will admit. I'm not a big fan of Texas.
Yeah.
I've always said, and I think I heard this somewhere.
This is America, isn't it? You have the right to like and dislike whatever you want.
We certainly are a group of folks who generalize. And you could certainly argue that all Americans generalize.
Yes. Hey, Faisal.
I don't see that as a good thing.
Faisal.
Okay, Faisal, we have Steve Hill, and he'd like to
ask. Is this thing on?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Oh, hello, Steve. I mean,
what's
met
up,
Steve
man?
In the American Atheist Convention.
Remember we were hanging out on the balcony, man?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good conversation.
How come
man?
I feel like you're going to ask him to? Does he owe you money? You're talking to him like he owes you money.
No, man. We were talking about getting him taken off the tourist watch list.
Mm-hmm.
And
is he actually on a tourist watch? I mean, tourist.
Tourist. We're in Austin, both tourists at the American Atheist Convention.
I said a tourist watch list on Travelocity.
He's on the watch list.
Yeah, he was on the watch list. Did they take you off, man?
Which watch list?
See now.
Wow, are there multiple?
Steve Hill is fucking with you, man. Steve Hill is.
Oh. Well, I'm not on the watch list. Yes. So.
But you're planning on doing something that would get you on the watch list. Is that what I understand?
Just give me some time. Hey.
All right, man. Well, you've already got the accent down, Pat. So it shouldn't take you this much longer. Don't worry about it.
Dude, the good news is, hold on. Faisal is not in the crosshairs anymore. Now it's the fucking Russian guys.
I know. No. They're blaming it all on the Mexicans.
What happened?
Again?
They're blaming it all on the Mexicans.
What are you talking about?
The Boston bombing?
What?
They're going to use that as a reason not to get a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Oh,
up
Christ.
On the president's desk. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something.
Holy
Because I've lived in L.A. a long time. And I'm going to tell you, if you give a Mexican a pressure cooker and a timer, you come back in 30 minutes, goddammit, we're going to have some tamales. They ain't blowing up shit. Remember the Alamo?
Yeah.
It's still there. Mexicans ain't blowing up shit, so they can cut that folly out.
Yeah. I don't think, this is one of the things that bothers me about American politics, is we really react harshly to these moments, and these, we're not being represented, we're being governed. Do you know what I mean? That what the hell? Oh, right. We're not... Was he chewing in his mic?
He was chewing and cracking and popping gum.
No. We got an email from a guy.
That's what you call being governed, Steve, right there. That's what it is. You're not being represented.
Right. Man, I want my country back.
You're being she's under her thumb,
Henderson,
man.
Over
you're
there.
Under her thumb. But the politicians, man, the minute something big happens, they just use it as a way to drive this big truck of control right through. It doesn't matter which side either. It ain't right and it ain't left. It is fucking all of them. They just wait for the opportunity. And this is really, I didn't know
that's,
this.
That's because they know the people that get scared are brainless, but they still vote. So they get scared of shit out of
them. Can I
bring it on.
Here?
Let's hear it.
Get in there.
I mean, you've got to understand that these are tough moments. If you are in a position in politics and there are Americans that are being lost, then, you know, it's your job to protect these people. Yes, sometimes people make generalizations or they say stupid stuff. But, you know, I mean, you have to be like, these people have responsibility, you know. So when something bad happens, Obama is the one to be blamed, right? He's criticized. If he doesn't, he gets criticized. But you have to give him credit that he actually got the people who did that.
Obama don't fuck around.
You know?
I mean,
yeah,
Obama,
you know,
Obama is the first president I've ever seen in my life when somebody does something awful. He just goes and fucking kills you.
That's right. Obama will drone your shit to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't you think he's going to use his Boston bombing?
I think you're being, like you're generalizing here. I mean,
I'm not generalizing. I'm telling you, I don't think Steve Hill would do it, and he's black.
But,
what
but,
I'm saying.
Or the man with the chocolate face.
But you guys are atheists, aren't you? You've got to be rationalist. I mean, you've got no evidence whatsoever.
You're absolutely right.
Obama has not yet used the drones against American people inside the country.
Yeah, John Boehner would be dead already if he could.
All right. Listen, Faisal.
Yeah, that is the thing. I mean, they've got responsibility to... It's a big responsibility. I mean, it's a big country.
Right.
You know?
Hey, Faisal.
So,
can I ask you, did Apple give you the permission to use their most common screensaver as the backdrop of the secular post?
Hey, what? What are you talking about?
No, not really. I got it from Google. I'm not an Apple fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, I want to... Before
we, Steve Jobs is a Syrian.
Before we go
Hate
to
those
break...
Motherfuckers.
Stop it. But Steve Jobs is dead. Before we go to break right now, I want to make sure that we plug your websites. Where can people find the things that you're doing? Secularpost.net is one of them, right?
Yes, and Global Secular Humanist Movement, which is the page that I administrator, and...
Stormfront.
Well as my website, my blog, and my writings are there.
Okay, cool.
Can I?
We're gonna go okay. to commercial, and then but we have to cut Faisal loose. Faisal, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks for putting up with the off color humor of my friend Adam Kaplan, who
the
I will
jerk.
Be kicking in the balls later.
See you, Faisal.
yeah, please do it for me.
will you be at TAM this year, Faisal?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, for the love of God, consider Georgia or Vermont. Very beautiful parts
Georgia?
Of this country.
You're going to tell a man to move from Houston to Georgia?
You can take booze on the street there, Faisal.
Fuck
I don't know
me.
If you brought that back into your
you're
diet.
Out
you
of your mind.
Done.
He's out of his mind. Ignore him. All right, you're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network. SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you will be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe.
If you want to cut off the head of the infidel, you got 2 minutes.
Which one?
Whichever one, I don't care.
They couldn't get any traction with rap artists, so now they're going after comics.
A documentary about how boundaries are defined in comedy.
There's always something that is the great taboo.
You talk about race,
pedophilia, or religion.
Suicide, also hilarious.
Can rape be funny? No. Can making a joke about rape be funny? Yes, if it's funny.
And what happens when a comedian goes too far?
If you can't make fun of any tragedy, there's no comedy left in the world.
That's not funny.
Please support the movie at Kickstarter.com.
So if you can give money to these guys, they're making a really great movie. I really
well, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Zach Braff is making a sequel to Garden State. If you can give money to any Kickstarter campaign, that first, then this one.
Absolutely.
Veronica Mars 2 needs to happen. Okay.
If you can afford it, go to Kickstarter.com. Get behind this guy. They're halfway to their goal. They're interviewing some great folks. Provenza, myself, are helping them meet more people who want to talk about this topic. And it's a hot topic. And somebody really needs to do this film.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month. Then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jeff McKinnon, Steve Hill, Adam Kaplan, and we just said good evening to, I don't know, Faisal?
Yeah, right. now that
Al-Matar.
Now that American Tail is off the phone.
American Tail.
What was I going to say?
Stop it.
Eli, you should get Paul Mooney for that movie, because he just said stuff about the Boston Massacre,
yeah,
which got
yeah.
him in a little and bit of trouble there.
Yeah, Mooney is a tough one.
Because doesn't that always come back to the, if it's funny, it's, you know. Who cares, really? But, I mean, sometimes personally, when it comes to Mooney, like, sometimes it's like, I don't agree or disagree with your right to say it, but it's just like, I don't get what's funny about what
well,
you're
Mooney's
saying.
Well, Mooney's overtly racist.
Yeah.
You know Mooney?
I always find that
Oh, I know
funny.
Mooney.
Yeah.
He's overtly racist. And it's funny because he's very unique in that he's the most overtly, outwardly, obviously racist human being I know. Forget shade, color, race. Forget it all. He's the most racist person I know personally. And I had a grandfather. And and people...
He saw us in the coffee shop.
Yeah, he did.
And gave me a look and you a look.
Yeah, he's all pissed off. I'm like, yeah. Dude sucks cock and he's worried who I'm fucking.
Do you know his kids?
Do I know who his kids?
Yeah, I performed with you know he had two twins?
I did not
Get
know
out of here.
He had
Mooney.
Ever came in a vagina.
You guys never heard the Mooney twins?
No.
They go on Facebook. I'll send you.
We're going to have to check this out.
Yeah, they're funny. They're funny.
And
they're
I think
smart.
He's funny, by the way. I think he's very funny. I don't agree with his perspectives, generally
right.
speaking.
Right.
But I think he's really funny.
But sometimes he, just like
sometimes
the commercial
not,
said.
He's not funny.
If it's not funny and it's... out of bounds, then it's really not funny.
Well, my opinion is the only out of bounds is judged by response,
right.
in my opinion. But I don't think it's anybody's place to say you went out of bounds. I mm-hmm. think it's the artist, it's the performer, it's the comic. It's their place to decide where out of bounds
oh,
is.
Oh, no, the audience will decide when you're out
well,
of bounds.
Well, based on
Trust
that.
Me.
But based on that, yeah, I know that, right? yeah. And out of bounds is different for different people. That's the other thing. I mean, right. You know, women performing comedy, they have trouble going further than a white guy, for example.
Well, Dave Coulier, to be fair.
I didn't say women. I said women. Are you calling him a woman?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. Cut it out,
Cut
Marie.
It out. Dave Coulier. I flew his Beechcraft with him.
What?
He has her hat. Years ago. What?
Is that like a hovercraft?
No, a Beechcraft is just a plane. It's like a...
It's like a bunch of those flying skateboards from Back to the Future 2 all put together.
Have you heard of a Cessna? Have you heard of a basic winged plane?
I don't know. I've heard of a plane, and I'm familiar with the concept of wings.
It's a single.
Yeah. Here's what I'm wondering, though.
Beechcraft.
Yes.
And I think this documentary looks interesting. I enjoyed The Aristocrats. I enjoyed I Am Comic. I mean, all of these are very interesting to us. I'm curious, are comedians, are we all just jerking off into our own mouths these days? Like, does the general public give a shit about
Well, when
all
I'm on Craigslist,
comedy?
I don't usually meet comedians, but no, I think the public does like this.
They absolutely
want to be entertained.
Comics want to know what Whoopi Goldberg and Robin Williams think. They want to know.
Because here's the depth of my exposure to their interests. Is how do you come up with your little skits? Like, that's been the end of it.
Right.
It's not like, what's off base for you? They don't give a fuck about
this
that.
This speaks more to the limited work that you're getting. And
Wow. Shut down.
We all suffer that. There is certainly not every American gives a fuck what we're doing. You're right about that. The Aristocrats made really good money and ran really well in theaters. And it really was a show, a film for comics when you break it down.
Right.
But at the end of the day, a lot of people consumed it and loved it. And it's still selling on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can go get the DVD still. And so
I'm not posing this as a statement of, like, I think that this is the case.
Understood.
I'm saying, like, it's impossible to see outside of this world when you're in it. You know,
sometimes it is.
So,
yeah.
Like, how do we really gauge who cares besides, like, I guess, distribution of the film, how much interest there is when they show up?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt stand-up is, I think, at one of its highest points now, you know, with the... I mean, podcasts getting the responses that they're getting and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, the comedy festivals that there are now, it's pretty expansive.
Steve?
All you got to do is get in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell.
Yeah. I'm not talking about comedy. I'm talking about, like, comedy.
Making films about
comedy.
Yeah. And well, you know what?
Even those people are going to watch
that movie. I'm not a fucking open mic comic.
This film is not just about comedy, by the way.
Right.
This film is
perspectives.
It's about a new phrase I like a lot, and that's social censorship. It's about social censorship.
Right.
When a guy gets on stage and drops the Igger word, and then all of a sudden everybody's out of their fucking minds.
Did you just censor yourself?
Igger word.
Igger?
Yeah.
You just but I thought
that's
we had
out of respect
I thought we had a,
for me and Heather.
I thought
right?
we had a quota.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, yeah,
not really.
I can't guarantee that it's not.
I don't know about Heather, but I'll knock you the fuck out.
Emery,
no,
you cunt.
All right, you do want to be booked back.
But it's like when Mooney said that, or whatever he said. I'm paraphrasing. I don't frankly care what he said. I hope he said this, that the white people deserve to die in the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
the story goes that fucking the like cops in the audience called the owner of the club or something and then got him fucking blacklisted.
Which that's is, ironic.
Which is Ooh. Ridiculous because I know who actually pulled off the Boston Marathon.
What?
I do.
Well, we all do. Yeah. Everyone
is,
knows.
No, they got you don't know.
What?
And this is Skeptically Yours, which is the fancy show. So I did, for the first time, show prep. You want to see my show prep?
Is that the show prep?
Yeah, it's show prep.
Let me look
right,
at that.
It says it right there.
Let me touch the show prep. What the hell are we looking at here?
So,
okay, so...
You don't give
I'm not
away
saying
my
anything.
Goddamn
I'm looking at it.
Okay, so I was thinking about
There's
this.
A stick
and
figure.
It's clearly
That's
a false flag
figure.
Operation, right? It's
Whoa,
clearly...
Really?
Clearly...
Okay, I'm listening.
Because the only person
listening.
Who actually had motivation to commit this crime is Skifeet.
What?
Who?
Skifeet. Oscar Pistor Nelson Mandela, whatever the fuck his
oh, the South,
South
African,
African name
guy.
Is.
Yeah. The Blade Runner.
Yes, the Blade Runner.
Killed his girlfriend,
yes.
blew up.
Exactly.
Boston Marathon
Think about
finish line.
Who got hurt here? runners.
Runners,
What happened? They got their legs blown off. What is going to happen now? Ski Feet, who's super rich, is going to send them fucking Ski Feet in the mail, and he's going to have an army of Shut up! Ski Feet runners! And then what's going to happen is the Ski Feet runners are going to date really hot model girlfriends, and then the models are going to be like, you're half a man, you have fucking Ski Feet, and then they're all going to get upset and shoot their girlfriends, and then Ski Feet could be like, see? Everybody kills their fucking girlfriend if you have Ski Feet. Ski Feet did it.
Glad we got that cleared up. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That might be my favorite all-time conspiracy theory.
Well, you could have had it the day of the Boston Marathon had you not bumped me 8 times between then and now. So I've been sitting on Ski Feet.
Oh, so this is a doodle you spent time on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, see? There he is. There's no feet.
I think we're spending all that taxpayer dollar on the FBI.
Oh, wait. I had one more note on my little thing. It sort of piggybacks what you said about the Mexicans and the pressure cookers. Who loves pressure cookers? South Africans, because they make their fucking oxtail soup in the pressure cookers. Ski Feet all the way.
Well done.
Yes. I'm a sleuth.
Wow.
I would like to give Boston credit. I'm from Boston. In all of this, the least racist we've ever been. Can we give a nice round of applause to Boston for being the least racist we've ever been?
That deserves an applause.
But that absolutely.
It destroys,
yeah, we'll just forget about
the character of the town, though. I mean, that's really all Boston has going for it.
That we are racist.
Yes.
We had a little restraint here. This is the one time where we didn't hear all kinds of bullshit about it.
Enough of that. Go break into Bill Russell's house again, take a shit in his bed, and write awful things on his wall and feces. That's you, Boston. God love you.
It took me a minute to realize that what he's really talking about is Tink Tink.
That's what I said. Did you not hear me say that?
I didn't hear you say Tink Tink.
Call him Tink Tink.
Yeah, you know who Tink Tink is.
No.
Tink Tink is the runner guy.
Ski
that
Feet.
Apparently,
yes, that's him.
Ski Feet. Tink Tink. Who called him that? The black comic?
Cat Williams.
Poor little Tink Tink.
Poor little Tink Tink. It's one of the funniest bits, man. It's really funny. Maybe I'll cue that up and we'll run it on the
show. Now, Cat Williams has found what's out of bounds. For comedy, didn't he? Basically find that when you go out and just fucking chastise an audience for like 20 minutes telling you're not going to tell a joke, that's outside the bounds of comedy, really. His fucking hardcore fans are walking out of him.
Really?
Yes, that's why he quit.
I didn't know any of this.
You don't know any of this shit? All this jail bullshit.
No, he's only telling jokes in jail now. It's the only place he performs.
Uh-huh.
I thought he brought a gun to an airport. Was that Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence?
If that wasn't
in
a punchline.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know what
he also brought
there.
A gun to.
You didn't hear about this? This is old news.
No.
I mean, this
I've been
is
wanting
like
to put him on the show.
Cat?
Yeah, but I can't get in touch with him.
Calls PO. Now, back in like the fall, he had all these big dates up in like San Francisco, I want to say Seattle, and he in Chicago, and he basically would show up. He started to rap at the top of his show, which from his own audience was fucking horrible and just like a trauma that they had to go through. And then he would come out and he would just stalk the stage and he'd be like, he's like, I ain't got no jokes for y'all. I ain't got no jokes. He's just like, and then he'd take his shirt off and then he would like threaten to fight people. And like, that was how.
What
like,
kind of drugs? That sounds was awesome.
We don't, yeah. I mean, I don't.
I'm
the kind that make you
stuff.
Sweat in 15 minutes every ounce of
it. He was a sweaty motherfucker, I tell you. His head is just glistening and wet and he didn't have an napkin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
that's a drag.
Thing.
He was funny.
When?
Yeah. He probably still is funny. He's probably just going through something.
You never liked him?
Do you have file footage of this? I mean, he's just not for me. I have been told time and time again, watch the Pimp Chronicles. I've watched 2 of them, and I'd rather watch the Chronicles of Narnia.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
Patrice O'Neal is far, far.
It
funnier.
Could be short envy. Far. You know, we're about the same height. He might be a little shorter than me. You know?
Yeah, right.
It's just like, man, that guy got pimp game, and I don't. So that infuriates me.
Are you pimp jealous?
I think
that's what this is.
I am pimp
envy.
Jealous.
Pimp envy.
Right?
What kind of comics are your favorites? Who do you like, Jeff?
Robin
Williams.
No, but I love Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I love Dennis Leary early on, not his latest stuff. Ted Alexandro, I think, is a very funny guy. I mean, Jesus, Jon Stewart's 90s era comedy. I love him as a Daily Show host.
Right.
Yes, yes, Steve Hill, white, 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 white.
Yeah, Not much diversity
I
on know, that.
Well, I loved Chris Rock up until the point where he did that four location special, and then I just thought it was lazy. Same as Seinfeld. I just don't think
I didn't think the four location special was done well, but I thought it was a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah, great idea, but I just didn't think it was executed
favorite.
Well. Really?
Yeah.
I like the material.
Love
I've never
George
known.
Lopez.
What's
kidding? I'm kidding.
Really? Was,
no.
Okay. Who are your favorite comics, Steve Hill?
It's Paul not Mooney. That many, but George Carlin.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Bill Maher.
Yeah. You know, Maher slipped, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's not skepticaling well.
Right.
Skepticaling.
Skepticaling.
I think he's trying to stay a little bit too commercial right now, but.
Maybe that's a problem.
I
don't know.
When you go to see his live performance, he pretty much says what he thinks.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then you got the old classic Richard Pryor.
Of course.
You know, the homage to the elder greats.
I grew up Carlin, Pryor, and believe it or not, I kid you not when I say this, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I loved them all three of them.
Yeah, everybody hate Bill Cosby now, though, because he tells the truth about things that happen in the African-American community.
He does. Well,
nobody wants to hear that. Nobody thinks he's funny no more.
No,
so it's not
listen,
that he's wrong. It's just that it's just like not.
That's not my problem with him.
No,
my problem with Cosby is he's
hurt.
Right. Okay.
My problem with Cosby is he's attacking people for using language, and that pisses me off. Fucking wholesale pisses me off. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now. Go check it out. www.ardentatheist.com. There are over 1,000 recognized euphemisms for vagina in the English language. See if you can think of 25 in the next couple of minutes.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work.
Couldn't get any traction.
Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
They couldn't get any traction with rap artists, so now they're going after comics.
A documentary about how boundaries are defined in comedy.
There's always something that is the great taboo.
You talk about race,
pedophilia, or religion.
Suicide, also hilarious.
Can rape be funny? No. Can making a joke about rape be funny? Yes, if it's funny.
And what happens when a comedian goes too far?
If you can't make fun of any tragedy, there's no comedy left in the world.
That's not funny.
Please support the movie at Kickstarter.com.
So we've talked about it and talked about it. At the end of the day, what I'm saying is if you can afford to give money, go to Kickstarter.com and look up That's Not Funny, and please support these guys. They're making a really good and, in my opinion, a really important movie. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jeff McKinnon, Steve Hill, and Adam Kaplan. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Glad to be.
Who are your favorite comics, Adam Kaplan?
Oh, no.
Louis.
Louis is amazing.
Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
Jim Thornton.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Ben Hoffman is his new
God
show.
God damn, that show is fucking
it's
funny.
It's really good.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, the Ben show is the funniest show I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And they renewed Jeselnik and Nathan Fielder, but not his yet.
Oh, that sucks.
Which is unfortunate.
That last
so
episode
funny.
Was
about
fantastic.
Jim Jefferies.
Yes. I love Jim Jefferies. How could I forget the immortal
the
Jim
hell?
Jefferies?
Every time I have Jefferies on, he emails me and says, fucking jack off. I want to be on the show when Jeffries
is
on. I
do. I'll just sit here. I won't even say nothing. I'll just go, hey, Mr. Jeffries, how you
I've not seen today? You fan out on anything.
Yeah, it would take, it's very, very few.
Well, now I can't put you on the show.
It would be hilarious. Just
no,
don't
it wouldn't.
Tell him. Like, creep the shit out. I would be professional.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
I would up my version of professional. Look, it's show prep.
Show prep. It's a bunch of scratch and some... You definitely have proven that there is a reason that that guy. What was the joke? Somebody posted.
I got one more.
What?
Dave McDonald, Eastside Dave McDonald. If you guys have never heard of this Davey Mac Sports program, it's on Riotcast. But I don't know him personally. He's a hilarious, hilarious man. There I go. I just plugged a totally random different podcast,
nice.
But it's worth it if you check it out.
Right.
Sorry.
Why? I don't understand why Louis seems to be getting so much backlash right now.
What's he getting backlash over?
Well, essentially,
I don't even know.
Well, essentially, what's going on is people are saying that what he's doing, they're basically in response to the fact that everybody is saying Louis is the fucking best and like you can't touch him. Now they're all going like, well, all he does is old premises and everybody thinks he's a genius for doing them. I mean, you know, I'm not he's not in like my top comics. I think he's a great comic, but it's like I think that the only reason why people are mad at him are because people praised him so much. Yeah. But he never. That's not his doing. No. That's not his.
Every time somebody reaches a particular pinnacle, then right. the next yeah. thing you know, a percentage of people
down.
Just try and drag him down. It's
right. like Anne
awful.
Hathaway. When will she catch a break? America's sweetheart.
We shot you with Ian Harris.
That was really not cool. Yeah. did. Yeah.
Have you done anything with that footage yet?
Yeah. I've cut it up into a nice little special.
I want to see it.
Okay, I'll show it to you.
How did it turn out?
It turned out, okay, well, there's some lights on my face.
There's what?
Here's the thing.
There was problems with the lighting. The background yeah. light issue, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I have to have a very like low production value, but a nice looking thing behind me. And so I put the word special because it's a special with an exclamation point. And we're projecting it. So what happens is in the performance, I walk into the projection and for about 75% of the show, right in the middle of my face.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a drag.
Ooh. And so what I did, though, I changed it to a black and white special, and that looks fucking awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, good.
That's the only way you don't really notice it.
Improvise.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Improvise.
Yeah.
Right.
Black and white. I like both sides.
Good.
Are you shopping it? Are you shopping it?
Ian's dealing with it.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I've got other stuff. I've got a web series and stuff to shop.
Tell us about
game
it.
Game show.
Is there a web series that can be seen right now?
It launches Wednesday. It's called One-Sided Argument. It's me and my actual girlfriend. And they're all short little episodes. They're all like maybe a minute, 2 minutes.
Girlfriends?
Multiple girlfriends, yeah, uh-huh. yeah, sure.
No, it sounded like you said girlfriends.
Singular. Maybe I underlisp something. I add an S to shit that doesn't belong there. We already have like a bank of fucking episodes we'll release every week. You know, it'll only take up a minute and a half of your time, and I think you should go and subscribe on YouTube right now to One-Sided Argument. Watch the trailer. It's very fun. Pull it up, Emery. Play it right alongside that Kickstarter.
I can pull that up and play it.
Pull it up.
Can we give money to your web series?
You absolutely can. Donate at louisck.com.
I posted this on Twitter. When did I post this? On the 25th. Finally, some good news. The Boston Marathon is expecting record turnout in next year's wheelchair division.
Ah, nice.
So the reason that ended up on my Twitter feed, I didn't write that. I can't say who wrote that. But a friend emailed me that or texted me that joke. And I said, that's hilarious. Tweet it right now. And my friend said, it's not mine. It was written by X. And I said, tell X to tweet that. It's funny. And my friend said, X ain't going to tweet it. They're afraid. And I went, pussy.
Wait, they have a career, it sounds like.
You should have went ammo and pussy.
You know, ammo and pussy.
That's the stuff that we post on our webpage.
Ammoandpussy.com.
Yes, thank you.
There's more than one way to say pussy.
There is.
Yeah.
There is indeed.
You mentioned it earlier.
I don't think he's a cunt for not posting it. I just think he's a pussy. All I'm saying is, at which point my friend said, he said to tell you to go ahead and post it if you want, but don't ever attribute it to him. And so there you go. No, shut the fuck up. So I think it's a funny joke, and I think these jokes are good. I think that people should tell these jokes when they think of them. We do anyway. I mean, we tell each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it comes to this movie that we've been talking about, that's not funny, it's called. The discussion of who has the right to socially censor, in other words, embarrass people into A, apologizing, or B, quitting, stopping, not talking about particular topics, rape, for example, that's crazy talk. It's just nutty. I have no problem with someone bitching about what I said. None whatsoever. I would never try to silence someone's dissent. Mm-hmm. But your dissent doesn't get to go so far as to tell me what to do. Your dissent goes so far as to tell others not to listen to me or patronize me. Don't go to my Twitter account. Don't listen to my show. Otherwise, go fuck yourself. That's my take on it. That's what I hope this movie talks about at length. That's why I'm excited about the movie.
Well, it seems like right now, like, the only words that are being really censored by the audience that I've noticed is the N-word, the F-word, I guess I'll say, faggot, and then retard. Those are mm-hmm. all, those apparently,
you
like...
You know, Steve's gay.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I'm a...
And jumped play, right and, over the N-word.
And I play basketball.
Jason.
Yeah, my children would hate to hear that shit.
They might like
are
it.
Your
you
children faggots or retards? Which one?
Now, I want to know. You are going to get hit. I'm walking the line. Be careful here. Listen, Cat Williams, you guys. You all right? You okay?
How'd you get back to that?
I'm looking around to see where the police go bust in.
Cat Williams, you don't like Cat Williams.
I didn't say I don't like him.
You said he's not your cup of tea.
I have pimp envy.
He's not your cup of black tea. Here's. I meant Pico.
Kind of he didn't say one black comic. Why are you asking him about fucking Cat Williams?
I know, right? Right?
Yeah. I like Pryor. I don't name the legends. I think that's implicit, right?
No, there are some legends. No, I just want everybody.
That's why legends are legends.
Everybody starts every list.
Hold on. I'm going to play. You all right? Adam is losing his mind.
I was having a bit of auditory hallucination.
No.
Vertigo.
I was going to start this.
Because I hear that.
Here's when I fell in love with Cat Williams. Now, understand, I do not like
black people.
I'm impressed you said black people.
Yeah. You can't pause around here.
I'm trying to grow. I'm on camera.
He means stay alive. So here's when I fell in love with Cat Williams. Someone did a remix. I think you did.
Okay.
Someone did a remix of this. I don't like fucking marijuana much. I think people abuse it way too fucking much. I'm not pro-marijuana. This is fucking awesome funny. It's really funny. And the bit, by the way, that this recut comes off of is, in my opinion, one of the best pieces of comedy in the last 10 years.
All right.
Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying.
Now listen.
There's some shit you got to do to it.
Now listen, that is a really, really funny piece.
Which episode of The Chronicles is that from?
I don't know.
He's the angriest member of the Lollipop Guild I've ever heard.
So I have a similar bit, though, and I'm going to go ahead and call Cat Williams out on stealing my bit.
We're
going to have
I'm sure he
out.
Saw me at Laughs in Tucson and said, that motherfucker, I'm taking that bit, motherfucker.
That's an awful impression, but I...
I've only seen him for 30 seconds. Pretty fucking good.
I came to Cat Williams through a remix, and that's this, in my opinion, brilliant piece of work. DJ Porter.
Had to be careful, cause weed is getting stronger every 2 weeks. Like these niggas ain't sending out memos or bulletins or nothing. The shit just strong for no reason. And these niggas that sell the weed be happy to the motherfucker to tell you how much stronger that shit is than the last. I gave you last week, nigga. It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here. destroy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are. And if you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. Since it happens, I set it on fire. There are some effects, but that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You gotta add baking soda water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. But the weed is getting stronger every 2 weeks. Nothing. The shit just wrong for no reason. And these niggas that sell the weed be happy than a motherfucker to tell you how much stronger that shit is than the last shit. As soon as they say you just nigga. You remember that shit I gave you last week, nigga? It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit, nigga. Always have the fucked up name. It's Crypto Chronicle, kind of like, nigga. Always have the fucked up ass name. It's nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit's go death, nigga. Like, nigga, that don't even sound attractive. What the? Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are. And if you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck your life. I really don't.
Welcome back to Emery. Emery goes on YouTube.
Go to him right now. Go to him. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why do you like that?
It's wonderful. It's hilarious. Why? It's first of all, the first thing that hit me when I watched that was how incredibly brilliantly it was edited.
That's what I was going to say. It's a testament to editing.
It's absolutely. I've not
how
seen another video mix. I don't. It's four minutes, 18 seconds.
Right.
Somebody, a lot of time on that.
Well, you know, his rhythm in the song is almost exactly the same as when he's talking. Didn't take that much effort.
Thank you.
But who put that audience in?
First
the same
of all,
clip of
yeah, I know the audience thing is awesome. But listen. It's a testament to the music of Cat Williams' delivery. First of all,
that song is
rhythmic,
awful.
Rhythmic.
Like that beat is terrible.
Why?
Because it's fucking offensive to my. It's awful. It sounds bad. Like it's not.
Here's the text that came to me.
Country.
May I?
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the text that came to me. Every once in a while,
Steve,
Amanda.
Like that beat.
Shut up and listen. Every once in a while, Amanda, sitting over there, will comment on things that are happening on the show via text privately, and sometimes it's funny, and sometimes she actually said, "I didn't know Cat Williams turned Adam Kaplan into my dad."
It's just not. All right. Do you watch the Boondocks, Steve? I'm assuming you're familiar with the Boondocks.
If that's not racism,
I have no fucking clue.
You don't know
what you're talking
about. Aaron Magruder is probably the best
sitting
piece
on
of
the
social.
Dock of the,
oh. It's probably the best piece of social satire.
It's really brilliant.
Community.
Have you not seen the Boondocks?
Is that animated series?
Yes, the animated black boys.
I've pass through it on the TV every now and then.
He's got kids. When did the Boondocks turn?
I try to watch more substantive bullshit on TV.
I agree with him. I think that the Boondocks is, from a socially important standpoint, one of the more important television shows made. It's right with South Park.
Can you pull up a clip on YouTube?
Well, here, we can spend another 25 minutes watching that. But have you seen or we could just not have any content. I mean, there's an episode where it's R. Kelly goes on trial.
Yeah.
And there's a very, very logical argument against R. Kelly and the fact that he is miterating upon children. And that this guy knows what I'm talking about. I wish I knew your name. I'm very sorry.
Angelo. Angelo's our board op tonight.
I love Angelo because he laughs at the things that I say. But there is, right, he's the attorney's delivering this very eloquent and well-reasoned argument. And at the end of that, basically that song just comes on and all of R. Kelly supporters start dancing around.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's just kind of reductive silliness.
Well, it is reductive silliness. That is what that is.
But it sounds bad.
It doesn't sound bad. I like the sound.
Oh, man. Like what contemporary music of the hip-hop variety do you... I mean...
Well, please understand. I don't have a doctorate from Columbia, so I don't have some reason to feel like I'm above others. But, unlike yourself. But
thank you.
I do. He does, actually. I do
I'm not
appreciate.
You. I actually don't have a doctorate.
It's not a doctorate?
No, we're going to go with that because that's like the best I've felt in the last
you got
15
a master's.
Years.
You have a master's?
Associate's degree.
No, it's a master's.
I have an associate's degree from Columbia University in Chicago in graphic design.
Oh, okay.
An associate's degree, really?
So you implied it was Columbia and Manhattan, not to diminish Columbia and Chicago.
Yeah, no, Columbia and Chicago.
I thought you...
I did, Emery, but we're not talking about that.
Didn't Spock and you go to Columbia and get the master's?
Maybe, but I forgot to remember.
It was the writers? It was...
Yes, the Writers Guild of something. I forgot to mention Anthony Spock and Chris Porter.
What about them?
My favorite comics when I was talking about comics.
They're funny
guys. And, of course, the immortal Jim Jefferies. I'm very ashamed I did not think of Jim
Jefferies. You mentioned Jim.
Right, but I should have mentioned him.
There's no reason to
beat yourself up on this. There's been enough me.
You're funny,
though. All I'm saying is you can say that you don't like that music. I don't care.
I think it's astounding when you see shit like that or like that.
How'd you like it, Jeff? You're not a fan of Cat. What did you think of it?
I thought it was funny.
And I agree, it's long. Yeah. No argument.
It's whatever. I don't want to watch it again. I don't know. Like, I don't know how people spend for the amount of time somebody spent fucking making that. It's not worth the amount of time it amused me.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys aren't listening to the actual substance
yes,
of
I
the
am.
Remarks he
yes,
was making.
I am.
Fuck,
yes,
the,
I am.
Fuck the music. Let's talk about what he was saying for a minute.
Okay.
About the marijuana. Like you gave your opinion on your appraisal on the marijuana smoking, but I got what he was saying was
you like the message.
Kind of spot on. Because, shit, I have an appreciation for good weed.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if I didn't smoke weed, I probably killed somebody a long time ago.
Uh-huh. He's sitting to your
matter
right.
of fact, I'd probably fucking be out by now.
You're starting to sound like the Christians.
You're starting to sound like Jason Collins, journeyman basketball player who last, I believe, played for the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
Historic day.
In Boston.
Boston. It's very hard to keep track of everywhere he went. He was very all over the place. He was a busy guy.
You think he'll get a contract anywhere now?
Well, he's a bad basketball player.
Europe?
Wait, maybe. What kind of bad?
He's just a 34-year-old German.
Crappy.
You think with his experience in ball handling, he'd be better. Yeah. Okay.
Here, let me play another 4-minute clip.
Maybe.
Now.
I mean, I thought we were going to do a serious sports segment. Then.
We're just picking on Jeff for no fucking reason. I want to get us back to the Islamophobia a little bit, too, actually, because...
There's
the
comedy gold.
We heard... We're doing a show called Skeptically Yours, and I am... a couple things that weren't said that I want to make sure are said. Number one, if you speak out in any way against Jewish belief systems, you're called an anti-Semite. The anti-Semitic argument is quite common and has been going on for years and years and years. Islamophobia, that argument, that complaint, is really... It's not original in any way. It's just a ripoff. And the Christians do this also. They do it slightly differently, but they talk about being oppressed. That's how they spin it. You know what I mean? It's not as effective that way. The Jews have it fucking nailed down. when they can
just like Jesus media? On that when cross, bitch.
Well, finally, Adam earns his keep on the show.
I liked my skeefeet bit quite a lot.
I think Tink Tink is a really nice.
Fuck you and Tink Tink. We're going with skeefeet. I wrote it down there.
Did you coin the phrase skeefeet?
Because that's a
funny. That's a funny phrase. Huh? That's a funny
Angela
phrase.
Angela likes skeefeet.
Huh? I like.
Angela doesn't like skeefeet. I'm very hurt now.
I'm torn between skeefeet and Tink Tink.
Tink Tink is funny.
Tink Tink is great.
You should have played that skit.
I know. I thought you were gone.
Do you want me to cue that up? All right, we'll play the Tink Tink clip.
Cue Tink Tink.
I've been Jeff McKinnon. You're going to watch Cat Williams for the next 35 minutes.
Yes. Not even watching.
Is Islamophobia really a phobia, like being afraid
of spiders
thing.
It's,
or, you know?
I had a guest on the show call me an Islamophobe because I made an iPhone app.
Jesus, I remember this.
What's wrong?
I'm just laughing.
Islam.
It was called Islam Muhammad. I lowercase S L A M Muhammad, and it got past the censors that are Apple.
Tell them more about what it did.
Well, all it did was, it was basically a slideshow. There was a picture of Muhammad, and then the next one was a horrific passage from the Quran, and so on. And that looped on through about 40 or 50
They were drawings.
They were drawings of Muhammad.
Old ancient drawings.
That have been around forever.
You can find them anything.
You can find them all over the place. And I did this during the heyday of when they were saying that they would kill anybody.
September 13, 2001.
Yeah.
Took a nap for the Tuesday. For the Wednesday.
It took me a day and a half to build the app.
Make an app.
So did you feel like Salman Rushdie or
not at all? No one ever threatened to kill
his midnight's children.
But I had a guest on the show. I'm not going to name him, but I had a guest on the show as a friend who was calling me an Islamophobe and saying that I was perpetrating harmful rhetoric against all Muslims by putting out these factual quotes from the Quran and pictures of Muhammad.
Sounds like that app would be blowing up, man.
I know. You would think.
Okay, we won't go to the 4-minute clip now. We're back to hanging out with Jeff McKinnon.
Yes. Wasn't it almost identical to the Bible one? What was that called?
Yeah, there was. I didn't know this at the time, but somebody had created a biblical version for the Christian Bible
for the Christians.
Exactly the same that was approved, and that's when I went, okay, this is bull fucking shit. What Apple's doing?
Well, yours was
Apple
approved,
pulled me down,
and then they pulled you down.
They pulled me down after about 2 weeks. I never got the money from Apple either. They didn't send me. I had sold a whole bunch, and they never sent me the money.
Well, the scary thing about it was for Islamic people to actually see what your app does, they'd have to be filing through a phone, and you never want to see an Islamic person tapping away on the phone. Thank you. I'm righteous. Good night.
You see what he did there?
I did.
But that's funny to you, Steve.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hates me.
We're going to have Steve back when he's a Muslim and see how he's
funny.
I think he already has the cap.
Yeah. See that?
With the cap.
Hey, I had a guy at the American Atheist Convention.
Yeah.
I was wearing this. And he said, "You can't be an atheist. You have that cap on."
That did not happen.
That did fucking happen. Yeah.
He was joking. Someone at an atheist convention said this?
Yeah.
You could just be a really
so
big Enrique Iglesias fan.
You should have got a video with him.
Like, it's not an atheist. It's not a fucking Muslim cap if an atheist is wearing it.
You're also wearing a bow tie and eating a bean pie at the same time. I stumbled over all those B words right in a row. Jesus.
Wow. Did you tell him to eat a dick?
No, I was trying to be nice.
Take a dick. That's what's the phrase? Take a dick.
You idiot.
That's our new.
It sounds like a little take a penny jar full of tiny penises. Like when you
need a dick, take a dick.
I gotta cue the music. I can't let him keep going with that. I don't know where he's headed. We gotta stop him while he's in trouble. All right, that's it for the free version of episode 36. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. Actually, it's gonna be in a couple weeks. I'm sorry, we're running way behind on our episodes. Sorry, BJ. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests Jeff McKinnon, Steve Hill, Adam Kaplan, and Faisal Al-Motar. God damn it.
Falafel the Minotaur.
I also want to thank my co-host Heather Henderson. Tune in next week when our guest will be
Stephen Paul Leva.
And we'll be talking about
why he has the name of a serial killer.
He does have three names, doesn't he?
Thanks to our audio engineer, Angelo Pizu. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Skeptic Tank moderator, Joseph is not a phobe, Swam.
Is not a phobe.
Our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron, is just a fag, Winter.
You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. You guys want to plug anything before we wrap up?
Ammo and Pussy on Twitter.
AmmoandPussy.com.
YouTube.com. One-sided argument.
And?
Secular Student Association.
There you go.
Say that one more time.
Secular Student Association. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.